Quahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Sylacauga in the county tournament this week. And tonight, live at Lincoln, facing off against the Munford Lions. The first time these two teams have met in the last two seasons. Both of these teams, big schools, will compete here in the big school semifinals. And then the big school championship set for Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Lincoln. And then the super championship Friday at Lincoln as well. Alex Bauman, Mumford, an improved basketball team, maybe from years past. Sylacauga trying to stay hot, if you will. A big win Friday night against Winterboro in at the end of a four-game week, probably closer than most people expected. The Aggies escape, get a little time to rest, but not too much rest before the Aggies go from a four-game week to potentially a three-game week this week.
Last Friday was a big scare for Sylacauga. C.J. Franklin, Corbin Patterson dealing with foul trouble in that first half, not playing in the third quarter. Sylacauga going into the fourth quarter down one. Coach Jones making the effort to get C.J. Franklin and Corbin Patterson involved in the offense in the fourth quarter. C.J. Franklin hit a big three, but it really came down to Josh Beer, Eric O'Neill, and Kenson Threet, who won the Star Physical Therapy Player of the Game against Winterboro, to pick up that slack that C.J. Franklin and Corbin Patterson weren't able to help with their foul trouble throughout that game. And coming off that scare against Winterboro, and Winterboro is a good basketball team. Don't let the record fool you. They're undefeated in their area. They've consistently played up with their girls' basketball team. Winterboro is a scary basketball team, and they advanced to the small schools championship to play Childersburg. And tonight with Munford, I'm interested to see how Sylacauga responds after that scare last week. Are they the same Sylacauga we know they can be, or do they let that Winterboro game feed over into tonight?
Yeah, and that's a big game, as you mentioned, on Friday night when Sylacauga beat Winterboro. A lot of the Aggie key ball players were out with foul trouble. You didn't see C.J. Franklin for about 16 straight minutes. He was able to come back in the game, eventually fouled out of that game, but the Aggies get a three-point win against Winterboro. Now they turn their attention to another county foe tonight, Munford. They got some players that can hurt you. B.J. Anderson, one of those, a three-sport athlete for the Munford Lions. Good enough to play for about any team in this county. This is not going to be, not saying the Aggies won't win, but they need to play their best basketball this week starting tonight as they get prepared for the winner of Talladega and Lincoln. That game coming up after this one tonight at the home of the Lincoln Golden Bears. Alex, that'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Is actually, you know, we'll stay here. Maybe I don't think we have time for a game intro tonight, as we won't have starting lineups called out over the public address. Alex, it's going to be a fun night here against Munford, with Lincoln hosting this tournament. Very gracious to the broadcasters to allow us to broadcast in a live video stream, and we are thankful for them allowing us to do so here tonight. Coach Joel Jones sporting the red Aggie jumpsuit. I love the jumpsuits. We have the red and the gray. Coach Jones in the red tonight. As we still are waiting for tip-off, let's look back at that game. So one common theme in the last few games for Sylacauga, Alex, is one guy has hurt them. They've been able to neutralize maybe the four other guys on the floor, but if you look back at Drew Mears and you look back the other night, Jamonte O'Neill, kind of made it difficult for the Aggies in that ball game. How did the Aggies go about stopping the number one go-to guy for a Munford and then tomorrow night potentially at Lincoln or Talladega?
We saw success against Briarwood, putting Corbin Patterson and Kenson Threet on him in that fourth quarter in overtime where he only scored 2 points. But a lot of it was constant communication, switching when need be. But it all comes down to talking defensively. If you're not talking defensively, it's hard to play good defense when you have good players on the other team like a Drew Mears and like a Jamonte O'Neal. And when Jamonte O'Neal killed us, is there were some communication mishaps with some players that normally don't get as much playing time, having to play with C.J. Franklin and Corbin Patterson dealing with foul trouble. Tonight it's going to come down to communication, keying in on that those one or two guys that kill Sylacauga in that first quarter, that second quarter, and identifying those guys. Hopefully tonight they can shut those guys down earlier than what they did Drew Mears and Jamonte O'Neal.
Just saw the Aggies getting on the floor, Alex, a little late. Might be a little cold to start this ball game as we await tonight's starting lineups. 18, are we 18-1?
18-1, 4-1 in the area.
And 4-1 in the area. Talk about the area. We mentioned it on the air the other night. Clay Central, a buzzer beater to knock off Briarwood, which means Sylacauga has sole possession of first place right now. The Aggies play Clay Central next Monday night.
Clay Central is a weird basketball team, 0-3 in the area on the road, and some pretty big losses in those area games. Clay Central losing to Sylacauga pretty handedly at Sylacauga, but then going 2-0 at home against Clay Central, or against Briarwood in Shelby County, and we have Sylacauga up next Monday at in Lineville. They are a weird basketball team where they struggle on the road, but when they get into that Volunteer Gym, it's like almost like a
fishy.
It's Jordan Hare type voodoo, is what I would compare it to.
Let's go ahead and now let's bring you the Aggie starting lineups tonight. Are tonight's Kusadai Medical Center starting lineups for the good guys. CJ, KT, Corbin, Eric, and Josh Spear. And for Munford, BJ Anderson, Kadarius Hickman, Caden Mosley, Hannah Moore, and Joshua Smith. Sylacauga will be in white tonight. They'll start off on the right side of the floor, going right to left. Munford in the road red uniforms. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Brew Market. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you tonight on the call as C.J. Franklin will jump it off against Joshua Smith. Basketball in the air, tap control by the Aggies. And it'll be C.J. Franklin with a return pass from Kenson 3. Kickoff to KT Early, weaving across the lane. The runner down the lane didn't drop. Rebounded by B.J. Anderson, the three-sport athlete for Munford.
Sylacauga coming out in a 2-3 zone. Haven't seen them do that a whole lot this season. Have relied heavily on man defense.
Skip pass to Moore underneath. Layup good. Munford on the board first, 2-0. 7:25 to go in the first.
Munford easily beats a 2-3 zone. Hits the guy in the high post. The guy in the short corner dives at the basket, and the Aggies are caught too far up, ball watching.
Eric, right key, jab step, drives down the lane, floats in the air, pushes one off the window and in. We're tied at 2. Nice drive from Eric O'Neal.
That's Eric's game, getting to the rim and finishing, including if he gets hit. Physical type finisher.
Munford beats the press down on the other end. It was a 2-on-1, and they convert, and they lead it 4-2. CJ skipping into the front court the other direction, right to left in white, behind the back dribble off to Corbin. He'll try a deep three from the top. It's off the back iron, the long rebound controlled by B.J. Anderson and Munford.
Not the biggest fan of that jump shot from Corbin. Only one pass and immediately shot. Not a lot of offense for Sylacauga. When they're at their best, when they get into an offensive set and move the basketball around.
Three up from the right side. Off the back iron for them. Long rebound. Patterson chases it down. He'll rush ahead. Eric, open three. Well too strong. Saved on the baseline. No. Kendarius Hickman was standing on the baseline as he tried to heave it back in. CJ to inbound. Corbin actually got it into Eric, who puts one off the window and in again as we're tied at four.
Beautiful feed from CJ Franklin to Eric O'Neill in that low block. Those two guys haven't played football together for a couple of years, have that in sync, on time connection.
At the top, Anderson pointing with the left, dribbling with the right. He'll work on Franklin. He'll cross over right side of the lane on the drive. Kick out to Joshua Smith, pulls it back out to the top. It's Hickman. Two guarding two. Patterson on Hickman. Tough drive, and Hickman off the window. Good.
All three shots for the Mumford Lions. Drives are close to the basket. Silicaga has to do a better job preventing him from getting that close to the rim.
CJ to KT. Kenton on the drive. Kickoff. Patterson. Open three. Give me one. And there it is. A Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. And the Aggies lead it 7-6.
Jeremy, it feels like any game that Corbin Patterson hits these three-pointers, Silicaga is nearly unbeatable. When he's feeling it, the Aggies feel it.
Mosley, left elbow catch to Hickman. Works inside of the paint and pulls it back off far sideline. Pointing with the left hand, calling for a screen, doesn't get it, picks up his dribble. He's stuck with the basketball, finally gets it back off to Mosley. He'll turn his back to Josh Spear. Hickman has it back. Left wing, cuts through the paint, stops, free throw line, back off to Moore. Moore skip pass, and he threw it away, tried the pass with the left. B.J. Anderson went the other direction, and the Aggies have it with 4:42 to go in the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter with a 7-6 lead.
After starting the game in a 2-3 zone the first two possessions and getting beat both times with easy layups, Silicon immediately goes back to their man defense and gets a couple of stops.
Corbin tails it back out, working the right wing. Hands it off to Kenson, three, spinning around the defender. KT floating through the air, just didn't make the shot. Got his own miss, puts it back up on the rim. It falls off no good, and Munford with the rebound. Anderson, what did you get? You got a foul on three. They got that on Caden Mosley underneath the bucket for Munford with 4:09 to play. The Aggies have a one-point lead. Midway through the first, Aggies in the first round of the county tournament. Finally got Josh Spear's first touch. They converged on him and knocked the pass out of bounds.
Yeah, C.J. Franklin and Josh Spear both have not attempted a shot. Two of the Aggies' leading scorers have done nothing outside of the assist from C.J. Franklin early tonight.
Corbin return pass to C.J., back out to Corbin. Dribbling inside of the arc, back out behind the three-point line. Now Eric directing traffic with the right hand, slicks the shoes, and here he goes. Sets a screen, gets it from Spear. Eric working the left wing, cuts through defenders, rises, fires, tough two, no good.
Not a huge fan of that shot from Eric. Too much dribbling, not enough passing to your teammates. Again, would like to see Silicaga get into an offensive set and continue to move the basketball.
Anderson threw it away. CJ, one-on-one at the rim on the other side. Tough layup, no. Rebounded by Spear. Hops in the air, kicks it off to Patterson. Now the Aggies will reset the offense. Eric calling for help. Chest pass to Franklin in the far corner. As CJ working at the right wing, blows by a defender. Tough layup, good.
CJ misses the fast break layup, but somehow makes the more difficult one. That's interesting from CJ.
9-6, good guys on top. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Three up for Munford, rattles home.
Too easy. Sets a screen and nobody steps up. Hand down, man down for Munford.
We're tied at 9. Franklin, back off to Patterson, back to CJ, kick off to KT, mid-range, no.
Now, if KT stood on that three-point line, he had an open three-pointer. Too much movement from KT. CJ had him.
Never pass up an open three to shoot a contested two, and that's what Kenson three did there. The blow-by on the other side, and Munford has taken an 11-9 lead. Tristan Whetstone coming over to the scoring table. He'll check in at the next dead ball. CJ down the lane, missed the shot, rebound by Spear. He just ripped it away, and he's fouled. And Josh Spear's first shot of the game will result in two free throws coming from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line with 2:01 to go in the first.
Munford's making nothing easy at the rim for Sylacauga. Sylacauga, Eric, CJ, Josh, Kinson have all tried to get to the basket. And outside of that CJ Franken layup, they have not been open at all.
First one from Josh is good. Aggies now down by one. Haven't got enough touches to Josh for me in 6 minutes of basketball. He'll try to go 2 for 2 at the line here. The second from Spear, up and good. Tied at 11. Spinning down on the other side underneath the bucket. Marquell Johnson, shot missed. Patterson pushing it the other direction. Baseball pass to Eric, and they'll get him with a walk. Looked like a walk, and then the late whistle comes in.
Yep, Eric walked with that one. He thought he was going where he was thinking he was going and didn't dribble that basketball.
Knotted at 11 apiece. Minute 34 to go in the first, left side. Johnson, who just turned it over to Joshua Smith, who started the game for Munford. Hales, right wing. And here's Truss. He'll go to work. Smith back to the basket. Three Aggies crash on him. Back off to Johnson. He'll work on Patterson inside of the arc. Spins himself under the bucket, and he walks. And the Aggies force a turnover back down on that side.
Mumford continually gone to this horn set offensively and tried to get to that guy, either one of those guys in the high post, and get someone diving on the backside of the basket. It's worked a couple of times, but Sylacauga done a much better job shutting that down.
Josh inside to Whetstone. He has the size advantage. Is Whetstone shot? No. Foul, yes. And back to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line will go. As Josh just went 2 for 2 from there, it's where the last points of the game came for the Aggies. It's Whetstone who just checked in. First free throw good. A promising start from the free throw line. Probably should have waited until Tristan made that one. that makes the next one. It's just something that we do, Alex. You just can't help but fire a jinx out there. As Whetstone 2 for 2, like last night at the national title game. Kirk Herbstreit, as CJ with the steal, CJ with the layup. Kirk Herbstreit said that Carson Beck knows exactly where he wants to go with the football in situations like this and throws a game-losing interception.
Kirk knew what he was talking about. He knew exactly what he was talking about with Carson Beck.
30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. They only have 11 points, but I think it's where those points came from. A lot of them underneath the bucket where the Aggies didn't stop ball, driving to the rim. How would you assess what the Aggie defense has done through the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds?
A lot of the Aggies defense breakdowns is early in the game, it was that 2-3 zone being too high up, and Mumford sneaking a guy behind the guys, the three lower guys, a couple possessions. And recently, with the guys getting beat to the basket, they're trying to run beside them. And as a defender, you're supposed to beat people to a spot. And Sylacauga is not doing that right now. They're trying to chase the person or run beside them.
The Aggies trap them in the backcourt. Munford able to break it. They do have athletes that can get through some of these backcourt traps. Hickman for 3. Front of the rim, no. The Aggies will race it. Corbin crossing the timeline right to left is Sylacauga in white. CJ at the top. Crosses over with the dribble. Hands it off to Eric in the corner. Eric to the bucket with the left. Just didn't get a friendly roll on it. Like the take. Wish the shot went in. Underneath, a travel. Ooh, I thought they were going to call a foul on Corbin after that travel, and I was going to say, how did you miss that one? Marquell Johnson did a 1-2-3 step down the lane, and the Sylacauga will have it with 8.5 to go. CJ going to touch it at midcourt. Franklin with 7 with 6. CJ by himself under the rim, missed the shot. Cleared space on the defender, didn't get it to go. after a nice move, and that is how the first quarter will come to an end. 15-11, Aggies lead it after one.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A steal and a bucket for Josh Spear to start the second quarter. Aggies lead it by 6, 17-11. You saw Josh Spear jump the pass and take it the other way. Got a little DB in him with that one. Coach had him at defensive end. Josh forces a turnover again. It's Corbin. Now it's Whetstone. Off to Eric. And now the Aggies will set it up. CJ stepping into a three. Good! 20-11. Aggies on a 5-0 run to start the second quarter. Hickman for Munford. Free throw line contested. Jay. Great defense from Eric. Rebound, CJ. Eric out in the front court with the left. Eric fouled. To the line we'll go.
Lucky foul call for Eric O'Neill. Takes it up on two people rather than trying to kick it out and set up the offense.
Now you can hear Coach Jones in the background. I think he wanted maybe a kick out there. It might have been close to 1-on-3 at the rim for Eric, but the Aggies make the free throw, 21-11.
And recently, Eric's been a lot better with that, not taking it up on three people on a fast break, but today does it there.
O'Neill goes 1-for-2. Hickman firing it ahead. It's a 4-on-1 at the rim, and nothing Tristan Whetstone could do.
Usually, Sylacauga's press gives teams fits, but tonight, Mumford has not been fazed by it at all. They haven't turned it over but one time, and that was with a minute to go in that first quarter.
We talked about Munford being an improved basketball team. They have some impressive wins this year. They've beaten some good teams.
Beaten the likes of Lincoln, who's in this tournament, Clay Central, Fayetteville, and Cleburne County, all those teams that Sylacauga has faced outside of Fayetteville.
C.J. Franklin, no good on the three ball. Munford rebound on there into the floor, left to right in that bright Munford red. Anderson, bounce pass to Mosley, had his back to the bucket. Johnson for three, no good, and then a foul on the rebound, and they'll get that on Kendarius Hickman over the back of the Aggies. It's like Sylacauga, and Munford's going to make a substitution. With an 8-point lead and under 6 to go in the second quarter, this is the first round of the Talladega County Tournament. Sylacauga with CJ, Eric, Josh, Corbin, and Tristan on the floor. Another shot from O'Neill that's no good. And then a save by Franklin throws it off the Lions. And we'll get another crack at it on this end of the floor.
Another shot I'm not a fan of from Eric O'Neill. Mid-range, low percentage shot, trying to shoot it over two people. Again, just bring it out.
Whetstone had it tapped away from him, but able to get it back. Sylacauga going to space the floor. Corbin thought he saw a crease, and that's the length of B.J. Anderson. Eric again going to drive in the air, kicking it off, and they'll say he walked. Drug the pivot foot.
right decision that time from Eric, driving into a crowded paint. There was going to be someone open on the perimeter. Just drag that pivot foot.
Nice off-ball screen from Munford, and it ends up being a bucket for Joshua Smith. 21-15, Munford on a 4-0 run over the last minute and a half. And a foul off-ball on Silicaga. We'll give it back to the Lions. It hasn't been smooth. It wasn't smooth Friday night after a long week with Winterboro at home on Friday. Talked about those games being the ones Coach Jones likes. You win and you're able to coach your team hard the next week. The problem is you're not a lot of time for practice this week as Munford travels on the other end with Sarai McMillan checking into the game for the Aggies. Back on the floor with Kenson Threet.
Next week doesn't get any easier, Jeremy, with Clay Central, Coosa Central, Chelsea, Coosa Central again, as well as the rescheduled Benjamin Russell game, and then B.B. Comer the following Monday. 6 games in 8 days.
C.J. finishes with the right hand, and he'll go to the line for one more to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. But the important part about next week, Alex, is the game that matters is first on the schedule.
And that is very true.
And you have some rivalry matchups. You got Coosa. Great to see Coosa back on the schedule. They're a daggum good team, too.
David McCurley says they might be one of the better teams in 2A this year.
Yeah, they're a heck of a team. CJ at the stripe. Left it well short. Barely caught the rim. With 4:18 to go. Munford, left wing, open three. No good. The tap back is good for Anderson.
Silicaga lucky that he didn't make that three-pointer. Goes under the screen, and the screener's guy is almost 5 feet back in a drop.
Patterson. Fakes the three, drives to the rim, layup no good. Offensive rebound, he grabbed it himself, did Corbin. And he dribbled it off his own foot, out of bounds. Aggies by 6 with 3:42 to go in the second. It's like we told you, the star physical therapy tip-off show, this isn't Munford from 2 years ago where you roll the ball out there and you just expect to win the game with a hot clock in the fourth quarter. Not that any of the Aggies thought that was it, but they're just a competitive ball club. And you can see it if you watch any of their games. Look at the tape. And a foul on Kinson in the right corner. It's only the second foul of the Aggies here in the second quarter. No free throws coming their way. Got a foul on the Aggies on the inbounds. We'll take it to the baseline where Johnson will inbound. With a 6-point lead, Aggies on the defensive end of the floor, tapped away by Spear. Franklin had it and then had it knocked out of his hands. Munford going to get it back with trust. They'll give it back left side of the floor. B.J. Anderson. Anderson directing traffic. Hand off to Truss. Back to the bucket. Stops. Underhand toss pass. Now baseline driving. Johnson missed it. Aggies with a rebound. KT works it across. Drives by the defenders. Got fouled on the floor before the shot. Well, inbound baseline right. Bucket to our left with C.J. Franklin.
KT's been a lot more aggressive these past couple of games. That's important for Silicaga with Spear, Franklin, and Eric O'Neill being the main scorers. You wonder outside of Corbin who is going to step up in these moments.
Got fouled. He'll shoot two.
And KT's done that time and time again for Silicaga, whether it's on the defensive side or last week in that Friday night game against Winterboro. Offensively, KT stepped up when guys like CJ and Corbin were out of the game.
Yeah, Kinston 3 been playing good basketball, kind of a meta world peace defensive specialist, if you will. That's the last time I watched the NBA. Ron Artest was still playing, I think, Alex.
Was that before or after the Malice at the Palace?
Oh, it was way after. He was a Laker. But, I mean, Kinston 3, what he did to Jamonte O'Neal in the fourth quarter and to Drew Mears earlier that week in the fourth quarter and overtime was super impressive. That's to Ryan. Got them both. 25-17. Aggies by 8. 2:45 to go second quarter. Don't leave us at halftime. We'll have to start physical therapy halftime show. We'll look ahead to the girls' game on Thursday against Lincoln in the big school championship. We'll have that game for you. That tip is at 5:30. Munford on the right side of the floor in red. They have it with an 8-point deficit. Working on Patterson to Moore in the corner. Back to Camden Truss. So hard to get around Corbin Patterson. KT tapped it away, right back into their hands. Johnson stepped back too. High in the air for the rebound goes Josh Spears. CJ quickly taking it. He'll work it in. Patterson, open three. Off the back iron and the backboard, no good. Some of these shots just not dropping for the Aggies tonight. Back to the basket, right elbow catch, and then a foul on the floor on McMillan. I think that is the fourth foul in this quarter on the Aggies. The next one, I believe, will send them to the line. Eric O'Neill checking back in. Corbin Patterson going to catch a break. You know, everybody watches this tournament, I feel like, every year, Alex, and they don't write it in pen, but they pencil in Silicaga and Childersburg Super Championship, especially since it went to the big school, small school format. But there's a bunch of good teams in Talladega County this year.
A lot of good teams. We saw one last week in Winterboro. Took Silicaga to the buzzer. Childersburg always good. Took Silicaga to the buzzer at Childersburg this year. And the game was competitive at Silicaga, too, till the very end.
Step back. Three. Missed it. KT watches it roll out of bounds. The Aggies will have possession. And not only that, you see Comer last night give Winterboro a scare. And we know B.B. Comer's maybe not up there with some of the more basketball schools in the area. But, I mean, they, on any given night, they can win some games. And it was nice to see them as well compete hard last night.
Talladega played Silicaga close in the first half at Talladega. Lincoln in the first game of the year. Silicaga, a little bit of trouble in that first half, but Silicaga able to separate themselves in the second half against Lincoln and Talladega.
CJ at the top with 60 seconds to go, breaks the 5-second count. Franklin, right wing, trying to get it to Spear. Spear couldn't get loose down low. It's Kinston 3. Firing it to Spear.
What a feed from Kinston 3 to bullet to Josh. Spear wasn't a bounce pass. Right to the chest of Spear, immediately goes up.
On the drive on the other side, knocked out of their hands. Eric O'Neill tried a behind-the-back dribble, lost it. Munford lays it in. Handed him two right there. A little too fancy in that situation. CJ feeding. McMillan was open, had the defender in the air, and just took an awkward shot into the bucket. Down on the other side, tough two. How did Hickman get that to drop? And it's 27-21.
Sarayan, rather than going into the contact and forcing the whistle, tries to go up in a circus shot and avoid it all. Coach Jones hates that.
KT at the buzzer, knocks it down, and we'll go to the locker room with a 29-21 lead. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star
Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 29-21, Aggies lead it by 8 at the break. Good half for Kenson 3, Corbin Patterson in the scoring column. The Aggies have been good at the free throw line. Only gave up 21 points. Still maybe a few things not clicking as well on offense there in the first half. We'd like, I know, probably a few too many turnovers, some tough shots at the rim that we talked about in the first half. Maybe some extra ball movement we would have liked. But Silicaga playing a really good team here tonight on a Tuesday night on a neutral floor. So you don't get that crowd juice, Alex, that you would normally get now when it's Silicaga. If it's Silicaga Talladega, you might get it. If it's Silicaga Childersburg in the Super Championship, you'll definitely have it. But tonight is one of those nights where you just got to fight through of a Tuesday night game 45 minutes from home at a 5:30 tip-off.
It's a weird day for Silicaga. Silicaga not used to tipping off at 5:30. Usually it's around 7:30 before these Aggies tip off at a regular game. Tonight, Mumford, it's not the same Mumford team that Silicaga has played in years past. Like you've talked about, Jeremy, last year they were 13-12, 0-6 in their area. This year, 14-5 and 2-3 in their area. So you can already see they've improved in just that 1 year span. And they've got some athletes, B.J. Anderson being the three-sport guy you've talked about. And tonight they've made it a lot more difficult on Silicaga. A lot of screen action for Mumford throughout this game. They've been trying to run that horn set offensively, put Silicaga in some scenarios where they're having to communicate a lot more. And tonight there's been some lapses in communication where you have a guy going under a screen, and then the screener's guy is playing drop coverage, so the guy coming off the screen is wide open for the three-pointer, and Mumford hasn't been able to capitalize on those three-pointers. But if Mumford's able to get those to fall, Silicaga's going to have to do a much better job defensively communicating that, or Mumford will kill him.
Yeah, it's 29-21 at the break. Did want to wish a happy birthday to Silicaga assistant coach Chris Twyman. Went to the Final Four with that, 2020-2021 team. Fun team for the Aggies. Birthday was a couple of days ago. Happy birthday, Chris, his brother Connor at Miles College. A little Aggie legacy. Good to have Chris out there back as part of the Silicaga Aggie football and basketball programs. Heck of a first baseman for the Aggies as well. What do you want to see in the second half, Alex? I mean, Silicaga, they definitely played well. They're leading the game. But again, on a little sleepy Tuesday night, 5:30 tip, how do you want to see the Aggies finish in this one?
Communicate more defensively. I talked about it a couple minutes ago. Talk more. Communicate. Is this a switch? Am I going over, under? What's that discussion going into halftime and in the game? Am I going over the screen? Am I helping you? Are we switching it? It needs to be constant talk. I said it a couple games ago. You always hear the great teams. You never hear the bad teams. Silicaga has to talk defensively. And on the offensive end, get into your offensive sets and move the basketball. A lot of tonight's been too many four shots at the basket, too many either it's just isolation, dribble drive to the basket, or one pass drive to the basket, one pass shoot. You have to make Mumford's defense move. And tonight Silicaga hasn't done that a whole lot. If they're able to do that against Mumford, I think Silicaga can wear down Mumford defensively.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. We'll be back in 90 seconds with the second half. At halftime, Silicaga 29, Mumford 21.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly. safely and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Getting ready to start this second half. Aggies and Munford playing at Lincoln here in the first round of the Big School County Tournament. What do you got? Childersburg and who?
Childersburg, Winterboro, and the small schools in both boys and girls. And then you had Sylacauga beat Talladega last night to advance to the Big Schools Championship.
CJ with it, right side of the floor, Kinson three. Here's KT under the bucket. Excuse me, Josh under the bucket. Didn't get the shot to go. Aggies lead it by eight. Munford now going right to left in red. Aggies left to right in white. And they got Munford. Is that a travel? Nope, they got a foul.
Legal screen.
They got a moving screen on the Lions. Calvin Castleberry checking in. Aggies with KT, CJ, Eric, Josh, and Corbin on the floor as KT. His pass is intercepted. Down to the other side, it's flushing it down as Joshua Smith. 29-23.
Almost CJ Franklin-esque from Munford. Watching the eyes of the ball handler, jumps the passing lane, flushes it on the other end. CJ Franklin did that a couple times against Shelby County last week.
Jensen. High stepping, kick out, Corbin three, no. Rebound going to be controlled by Eric, but he was standing on the baseline with it before he saved it and threw it back in. Yeah, it'd be a great time for one of those CJ takeaways and a dunk on the other side. Sylacauga up by six with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Smith, who just flushed it for the Lions on their side of the floor. Here's Anderson through the lane to Smith, handing it off to Hickman. Hickman on O'Neill, fading from the bucket, falling off the rim was the shot, and the rebound by Josh Spear. CJ, splitting defenders, got hacked, and a late whistle will send us to the line for two.
On the other end, Mumford, these past couple of possessions, it's been flattened out offensively, flattened the defense out, and his dribble drive to the basket, giving Sylacauga a little bit of a taste of their own medicine when it comes to getting to the basket with some physical finishing.
First free throw for Franklin is good from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Here's the second from CJ. It's up and good. 31-23. Aggies back up by eight. Smith on the other side again. Didn't cut him off, and he lays it in transition.
Way too easy for Munford. That's the third or fourth time they've gotten past the press and easily got a basket at the rim.
What is it about this Munford defense as CJ turns it over on the other side? Hickman missed the shot. He's fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Boy, it feels like every time the Aggies drive, there's four Lions crashing. Like we got to get it to an open guy.
A lot of it, Sylacauga is playing off 1 foot rather than two feet. When you drive to the basket, have to be playing off 2 feet so you're able to get to a stopping point and pass the ball. Rather than playing off 1 foot, either got a decision where you're throwing a jump pass or you're going at the basket. Coaches always emphasize play off 2 feet offensively.
Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Sylacauga basketball. So it didn't hurt us on the foul.
Okay.
Eric on the right wing gets a screen from Spear. Eric for three, and he knocks it down, and that's what we like to see from Eric O'Neill. Hand down, man down. Steal from Franklin. He threw it off the hip of Spear, who wasn't waiting for the pass. And then a foul called on Josh. Yeah, they got it on Spear as he was diving down on the floor. I feel like we've passed up too many of those open threes tonight and settled for tough layups or jumpers. That time, Eric, a no doubter, hit the bottom of the net. Full court pressure, they beat it. On the other side, layup, missed it. Rebound, Kinson, three. 34-25, Aggies by nine. CJ, kick out. KT decides not to pull the trigger on a three ball from the top of the key. Here's Eric, jab-stepping at the right wing, stopping, free throw line. Hopping back and giving it to Corbin. CJ with the basketball in the white zero jersey, outlined in black. Franklin puts a man on skates, drives, and he's fouled on the floor. They got the foul on Anderson. A good move from Franklin. Anderson and CJ both kind of laughing, got him in the air. Kind of ducked the shoulder into him. It's Hickman back in. Anderson will check out. CJ to inbound. Skips it into Josh. They double him. They kick it back off Corbin. Top of the key. Gets inside of the semicircle. And then Eric O'Neill in a 3-second call on Spear.
When they called it, Josh Spear's out of the paint.
I mean, he's got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. That's. And then Munford threw it away. The pass off the foot of Hickman. Is Okaga going to get it right back with 4:50 to go in the third quarter?
A little bit of the ball don't lie for the Aggies today.
CJ putting it in on the right baseline. Finds Corbin. Corbin on the drive, the float, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Munford. And I think they might change this. Nope, it'll stay on this side. CJ from underneath his bucket gets it into Eric with a 9-point lead, 34-25. Eric to Franklin, behind the back dribble, gets inside of the dark paint. KT, no look feed in the corner to Spear, and they'll say Josh Walls.
A lot of what Mumford's doing defensively is they're beating Sylacauga to spots rather than trying to chase them. A lot of teams have tried to do that to Sylacauga in man defenses. And when you're trying to chase Sylacauga with athletes they have, you're not going to get in front of them.
Here's a steal from Spear. At the rim, Josh with the left. And the Aggies have their largest lead of the night, 36-25. Two athletic teams going at it. Then a foul on the shot. Kendarius Hickman to the stripe. Tell you what, Alex, I've seen more players go at ball. There's a lot of ball fakes in this game. A lot of shot fakes. A lot of jab steps. Is the first free throw good? Actually, it's going to be Calvin Castleberry at the stripe, not Kendarius Hickman. He had three Aggies in the air right there. He could have called the foul on any of them as they missed the second. Let's see how quickly Corbin got in there to snag that rebound. Corbin, right wing, has a three dialed up off the side of the rim. Rebound, tossed back out, controlled by Franklin. He'll send it left key to Corbin, and we'll slow it down. Corbin dribbling towards the Aggie bench on the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill faking, driving, past the defenders, and he'll get to the rim uncontested. 38-25, Aggies on top. Timeout. We'll take 1-2. Aggies by 13 with 3:28 to go in the third quarter.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Welcome back. 38-26-25. Aggies with their largest lead of the night by 13. Munford has competed their tails off, but the Aggies have just been a little bit better incrementally, and the Aggies foul a three-point shooter. Give them some praise. And they've been about 4 or 5 points better per quarter. That's kind of where they sit right here with a 38-25 lead, but three free throws coming now for the Lions. We do want to thank our, what do we call him, the workhorse, David McCurley. How many games did he do yesterday, Alex?
Let's see. He had both the Childersburg and Fayetteville games, B.B. Comer's game, boys game, and then the Sylacauga-Talladega game last night. So that's 4 games yesterday. And he'll have another one tomorrow with Childersburg and Winterboro. He's just doing.
It's Josh under the bucket going to work, and the shot just fell off the rim.
It's been the story of the night for the Aggies. Got so many close shots at the basket, they just rimmed out.
But you never see that one not fall for Josh. Backdoor cut. And then Kendarius Hickman lays it up over two Aggies. 38-30. Now it's knocked out. It'll be Aggie basketball. They're on a little run of their own. With 2:35 to go in the third, C.J. Franklin from the baseline to put it in. Fires it in deep to Spear, who rises on a head fake, jab step, handoff to Eric O'Neill. Eric drifting across the floor, crossing over. Down the lane, Eric, a strong take and a nice finish. It's Eric with 11, if I'm not mistaken.
12.
Well, there we go. Free throw in there somewhere. Lincoln, shooting Munford with a shot good on their end. CJ attacking. He's fouled, and he'll shoot two free throws with a minute 58 to go in the third.
A little bit of a bailout foul for CJ Franklin. Takes it up in traffic on three people. Circus layup. Would have liked to see CJ pull that ball out and reset the offense.
-42 CJ at the stripe. Makes the second, does Franklin, 41-32. Clock ticking, under 2 minutes to go in the third. Left wing, inside Moore, falling down, gets the pass off, now back out top to Johnson. Here's Johnson, driving, feeding, the corner for three, it's Camden Truss.
Man down, man down. Eric O'Neill dares him to take it, stares at him. And with no fear, he pulls it.
Lead down to six. The Aggies have been up by as many as, what, 12 or 13 points in this one. 41-35 with a minute 13 to go in the third. Here's Eric on the defender. Driving past the defender, out into the corner to Corbin. It's Corbin cutting down the lane. Into the chest of Moore and gets a tough one to drop.
Finally, the Aggies, after so many drives to the basket, get a tough layup to fall. All night, it's felt like that has not gone their way.
Left wing, it's Johnson for Munford. Cutting across the lane, stopping, spinning, fouled, and the shot. A lot of those have gone for the Lions tonight. At the line is Marquell Johnson. Misses the free throw. Trey Wright saved it on the baseline. Oh, that was close to giving it back to him. 6-point game. Corbin open for three. Patterson missed it. Rebound Franklin. No, it's taken away by Munford, and they dribbled it out of bounds. And Sylacauga with another chance with 24.9 to go in the third. Coach Joel Jones says slow it down. Let's see when Eric initiates. The clock at 13, at 12, at 11. Now 10. Eric will go with 9. Eric crossing over, and he walked. No, he got a foul. Ooh, Munford wanted to travel. It was close, and they'll say he's bumped, and he'll shoot 2 with 6 seconds left on the clock in the third. Personally like the call. There was some contact. But they've let a lot go in this one, too.
They have. They've let them play. A lot of it's been getting the players in the air and getting them on the swat down.
First free throw from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Good for O'Neill. Eric teeing up another. With 4 dribbles, spinning on the fingers. O'Neill missed the second. They'll have it with 5, with 4. In the corner for 3 at the buzzer, no good. And Sylacauga will hold on to a 7-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. 44-37. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering 6 counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Start of the fourth quarter. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Aggies lead it. A shot and a foul. And Munford to the stripe for one more. It was 44-37, now 44-39. Free throw pending.
Munford's ran that action a couple of times where they get the guy running from the short corner all the way to the opposite low block and setting a screen on his guy. And Eric O'Neill got caught chasing.
44-40 after the made free throw. We've played 30 seconds here in the fourth. Franklin, left wing on the drive. Spinning on 2 defenders, missed the shot. Rebound by Josh Spear. Josh going to take it away. Skipping it to Whetstone in the corner. Here's Tristan running the baseline, clearing space. Nice drive for Tristan Whetstone to answer back.
A lot of physicality from Whetstone there. What a beautiful take. Bully ball.
That's a That's a take that Coach Jones is going to love to see on tape from Tristan Whetstone. Underneath, knocked away, and then they call a foul on Corbin there. Munford ball. Driving, blocked by O'Neal. We'll fire it out in the front court. C.J. Franklin pushing it with two hands on the other end. 48-40 Aggies with an eight-point lead.
What a flush from C.J. Franklin. Waits for the guy to blow by, and he yams it at the basket.
High screen and roll. Out on the left wing is Smith. Hickman with it, left side of the floor in front of the Lions bench. He sets the screen out beyond the arc. A curl on the elbow jumper, missed it. Offensive rebound, Castleberry taking away Franklin. Spear by himself at the rim. Aggies going on a run.
Come on, Josh, we need a dunk for you too, bud.
50-40, Aggies lead. They got down to, 4 points? Now on a 6-0 run. 50-40, Aggies on top with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. That was a loose ball and then a timeout called by Munford that actually works out well for the Aggies. It'll save us a bucket. See if it's a full or a 30. And it's a full timeout. We'll take a timeout with a 50-40 Aggies lead at 5:52 to go, fourth quarter.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Boy, the refs are moving this game along. A 60 turned into a 30. Luckily, we're back. 50-40. Aggies by 10. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Munford with the basketball, left side of the floor. B.J. Anderson back in the game, playing in foul trouble. Anderson works on Whetstone. Made the shot and took the foul.
All that is Whetstone trying to run with the offensive player, rather than beating him to the spot. Mumford has done that to Sylacauga all night long, making it difficult for the Aggies at the rim. Whetstone chases rather than beats him to the spot. That's textbook defense, is you don't chase, you beat to a spot and make it difficult for them to get to their close shot at the basket.
8-point game. Anderson makes it a 7-point game with the freebie. 50-43. Eric sizing up the defender, and he got fouled. Boy, it would have been an outlet on the other end, except they went across the arms of O'Neal. Moore back in for Munford. CJ running the baseline underneath, foul from behind, and he'll shoot two. And that's one that Coach Jones is going to want CJ to make, because they're wanting a ton of contact there. CJ under the bucket, had the defender behind him.
Been the story of the night for the Aggies. Close shots at the basket they just haven't made. Usually they're automatic from there.
First free throw good from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Next one up coming for Franklin. Got them both. CJ's had a great night at the stripe. Aggies back up by 9 with 5:14 to go.
5 for 7 from the line for CJ Franklin.
Three ball. Munford missed it. Eric O'Neal goes way up to grab the board. His pass to the front court tips. Controlled by KT. CJ wide open. Deep three in and out. a deep one for CJ, about 24 feet or so, 5 or 6 feet behind the three-point line. Here's a foul on Patterson. Two free throws coming from Munford. B.J. Anderson back to the stripe with a nine-point lead. With a nine-point lead for Sylacauga. Munford at the free throw line with 4:41 to go in the fourth. First one for Anderson is good. Anderson gets them both. The Aggies have led by as many as 13, if I'm not mistaken. The lead is down to 7. Here's CJ driving, kicking. Eric for 3. No. Rebounded by Munford. Tough shot for Munford. Saved it on the baseline, but right into the hands of Corbin Patterson. KT down the lane. He got fouled. Will inbound from the baseline. Couple substitutions coming in the game. Camden Truss, the 5'8 junior guard, back on the floor. C.J. Franklin to put it in. Josh trying to get open down low, cut off by Moore as Eric O'Neill makes the catch. Here's Eric driving, and he's fouled on the floor. Boy, the referees, I didn't know they had whistles in the first half. They've really come alive here in the fourth quarter with Eric O'Neill shooting two. Oh, that's just the fourth foul on Munford here in the fourth quarter. So CJ to inbound again with exactly 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We get it in to Josh Spear. Corbin kicking. KT blocked from behind. Sylacauga will have another chance with 3:48 to go in the fourth.
So I talked about earlier, Jeremy. KT drives to the basket, playing off one foot. Really only gives himself one decision going up to the basket. He plays off 2 feet. He's able to read the defense and pass out.
Oh, Spear looked like he got fouled on that shot. No whistle. And Munford luckily threw it away. Oh, what'd you think about that? It looked like Josh just got absolutely hammered underneath the basket.
I don't know what to think anymore, Jeremy. Limited whistles in the first half, and in this fourth quarter, it's felt like the whistles have come on.
Boy, they are crashing on every drive. They don't think the Aggies are going to shoot it and make any threes. They did foul Corbin Patterson, who will shoot two. I mean, you look at that. They shrink that 2-3 zone in on every drive to the bucket.
Until you prove you can make a three-pointer, there's no reason not to. Sylacauga only made 3 three-pointers tonight. One from CJ, one from Corbin, and one from Eric.
First free throw for Corbin off the rim, no good. Here comes the second from Patterson. It is good. 53-45. Munford with it, and Johnson driving, fouled by Patterson. And two free throws coming their way.
I believe that's 4 on Corbin Patterson.
Throw up and good for Johnson. . 53-47 after they made a pair. Aggies lead down to 6 with 3 minutes to go. CJ driving. He is fouled, and he will shoot 2.
Wow.
That's just so...
Have we gone 2 straight possessions this quarter without a whistle?
It's just so crazy to think back on that first half. We talked off the air before the halftime show that, man, they were just really letting go at it. I mean, a lot of contact, no whistles, and now in the fourth quarter it has become a foul pretty much on every possession. As CJ goes around the world, around the rim, and makes the free throw, 54-47. CJ's second is good. He got them both. And Coach Joel Jones is going to get a timeout on the make. We'll take one with a 55-47. Aggies lead it by 8, under 3 to go in the fourth.
AMIA, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, AMIA helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. AMIA is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Aggies by 8, under 3 to go, 2:45 and counting in the fourth. Corbin had to give way, and then they went over the back on the rebound as Josh Smith on the miss. Good defense for Corbin to keep from fouling as he has 4 fouls. That will walk the length of the floor to shoot 2. So we didn't get a foul on the offensive side of that possession. Alex, it was on the rebound and walking back the other way. Corbin back at the stripe, his third trip to the line here in the fourth quarter. Knocking down the first. Aggies lead back to 9 now. Made them both as good as Munford has played, Alex. It's a 10-point game with 2:39 on the clock in the fourth quarter.
Game feels a lot closer than the scoreboard. Munford, if they're able to knock down a couple three-pointers and make some free throws, this game might be completely different.
Fouled and 1 on the other side. Anderson, they get the foul on O'Neal.
I didn't see a lot of contact. Eric O'Neal, hands up. I don't know about that one.
I mean, I understand it's like holding in football. You can probably call it every play, but... I mean, they're literally calling it every play.
I would like to see 2 straight possessions of basketball and no whistle.
Just know you have a game where there's a lot of flow. Yeah, there wasn't a ton of made shots, and pretty much every point coming from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. 57-50. Corbin attacking. CJ hopping in the air to Patterson to KT. KT, a little out of control, back to Patterson. The Aggies will reset it. No reason to be in a hurry. 7-point lead with 2:10 to go and no shot clock. Patterson driving, floating, short. And the rebound by Munford. And then they answer back on the other side. Well, there's your 2 offensive possessions with no fouls. And Munford back within 5. They're on a 5-0 run. O'Neal on the other side. Layup, good. What an answer for Eric O'Neal.
Head down, Eric O'Neal. Had 1 goal in mind. Get to the rim and get 2 points. Does it for the Aggies.
Blocked by O'Neal. And who do they get this foul on? Eric knocked it out of the sky. They say that's on Eric. That is horrible. And they are. That is an awful call. An awful call. Is that the 5th on O'Neal in this game? I think it is. Here comes Tristan Whetstone into the game.
Huge loss for the Aggies. Eric O'Neill, the leading scorer in this game.
First free throw good for Munford. 59-53, another. They got them both. They'll work in a full court pressure, 5-point lead with a minute 34 to go. Spear to Kinson. Boy, they are fouling the heck out of KT, and now Kinson will go to the line.
The fourth quarter has taken an eternity. So many whistles, Jeremy.
KT. First free throw good. 60-54. Another for the Aggie senior guard. Got them both. Kinson three down the stretch lately has been solid. Timeout Aggies. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. 61-54. Aggies on top. Minute 26 to go. Fourth quarter.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
61-54. Munford with the basketball going right to left. Spinning. Anderson, tough shot, missed it. And over the back foul on Josh Spear. We'll send them to the free throw line.
Was that 10 seconds of game time, Jeremy?
It hasn't been a fun fourth, for sure. For fans of the game. There have been some tough shots made, no doubt. First missed free throw here. Caden Mosley. I got him listed as center at 6 feet tall. Here's the second. Made it. And it's still a two-possession game. Aggies lead it by six. Kinson to CJ. Cross-court to Corbin. In the corner to Josh. The Aggies got to be patient with it, and then we threw it away. It wasn't even the Munford defense there. They were going to get set up after we beat the press and got it into the front court. B.J. Anderson making the catch. They got to go. It's a six-point game with 60 seconds left. And then we fouled him hard to the free throw line again. First free throw, no good. One more at the line for the Lions. They missed them both. The rebound, controlled by Anderson, knocked out of his hands to C.J. Franklin. He'll take it on the sideline. Tristan's got to get it across. Here's Whetstone. A six-point game with 45 seconds to go. We get it into the hands of Kinson Threet. Back to Tristan. He'll hold it. He's fouled and a pretty good free throw shooter going to the stripe with a six-point lead and 38 seconds to go. This is when we expected all the fouls to come. Alex here late in the game. This has been a 25-minute fourth quarter. I thought this game was going to be over. Basketball, a game can never end on time, and the next one will never can't start early. It's just an unwritten rule.
That's at all levels of sports. It feels like college football, their schedule's all messed up. The NBA, NFL.
62-55, Whetstone got one. We lead it by seven now with 33 seconds to go. Anderson spinning, the lefty, kicking it back off. Contested, three blocked, and they'll say Franklin fouled the three-point shooter. And three free throws coming for Marquell Johnson. It's the same official that's made about three other horrible calls here in the fourth quarter.
It's a broken record. It's I would like to see some up and down basketball without a whistle.
Talladega standing in the corner there, awaiting their matchup with Lincoln. That's coming up next. Not on this station. I think you can watch that on the NFHS network if you want to. They missed the first and made this. Excuse me. That was the first. They've also taken a tremendous amount of time, Alex, getting to the line to shoot these tonight. That is the first free throw. 62-56 with 27.1 to go in the fourth. And they missed the second, an offensive rebound, and a bucket for Munford. And it's a four-point game with 23.3 to go. A full timeout. Let's stay right here, Alex. Boy, Sylacauga has been up by as many as 13. They have extended this lead back to 10 points with 3 minutes to go in the fourth. And Munford sitting here with 23.3 to go in the fourth quarter with a breath of life here late in the ball game.
Let's come off free throws. The refs have slowed down this basketball game. Benefits Mumford a little bit, and Sylacauga's made a lot of unforced errors that Coach Jones is not happy about at all on the bench.
23.3 to go. Back after the timeout, Kinson. Franklin is fouled, and he'll go shoot two free throws. And if you make these, still just a two-possession game. Franklin at the line to shoot two. Does he hit a couple free throws here and get a stop? It's going to be ball game. It's Franklin. 6 for 8 at the line. Gets the lead back to 5 with 20.3 to go. The Aggies only have CJ in the front court. Rest of the Aggies on the back end of the defense made one of two. 63-58. Anderson stepping it to a three, and he knocked it down. 63-61. And a timeout with 14.8 to go. Sylacauga's going to have to knock down a couple free throws here, Alex Balbin. And that's, insinuating that they inbound the basketball cleanly.
You can't have that happen. He walks into the three-pointer, nobody in his face, in rhythm. Can't have that happen defensively. And now you're heavily relying on the free throw, which you've made pretty well tonight, but all season long you've struggled with, shooting around 50% as a team.
That's their best player, too. Comes up the floor uncontested. Three from the left wing, and I think that's even tougher to swallow considering you had your whole defense back. I mean, you weren't trying to rebound. You were okay with them killing some clock. They just couldn't hit a three there, and they do, and it's 63-61. Now you need to get the ball to C.J. Franklin for him to go back to the stride where he's 6 for 9 on the night. skip it in to Corbin, and he's fouled with 13.6 to go. Patterson will shoot two. Missed the first. Anderson is checked back in for Munford. He's playing with three fouls. Corbin's second is good. And it's a three-point game. 64-61, they'll pick it up with 12, with 11. Anderson into the corner. They need a three ball now with 7 seconds to go. Back off. Contested right wing. No good. Left good. And that'll do it. Silicaga is going to win it. A final score of 64-63. They'll escape the jaws of the Munford Lions tonight. Alex Bauman in advance to the Big School Championship. What a game we had. What fight for Munford, but the Aggies coming out on top.
What a game. I know the refs kind of took it away towards the end, but what a finish.
What a absolute game for the Aggies. 64-63. Let's stay right here. Alex, they battled back and forth. Silicaga led by as many as 13. They let a 10-point lead slip away under 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Munford made some things happen late in the game. What did you see in this game? What did the Aggies do well that they can pull into Thursday night against the winner of this Talladega and Lincoln game coming up next?
They made free throws tonight. That's a positive. I know Corbin went 1-for-2 on that final free throw line attempts, but all night they were pretty good from the free throw line. And in my opinion, was a difference in the basketball game. If Silicaga shoots 50% from the free throw line, which is what their average has been all year long, Munford wins this basketball game. Silicaga, in a game where they knew they had to make free throws with the officiating, did so. And tonight, with Eric O'Neill fouling out in that fourth quarter, you had some guys like CJ and Corbin and KT go to the free throw line and knock down some key shots.
As a team, Alex, as we get set to get out of here tonight, you play 3.5 quarters of basketball where the referees are non-existent in a ball game, and then they start to insert themselves in a game. What does that do to the mentality on how you've played the previous 26 or so minutes?
You can't let it affect the way you play. You have to play through the whistle, and don't worry about the officials. Officials call what they're going to call. Don't argue it. Don't let it affect your body language. Don't show emotion. Just play through it, and you'll figure out a way to win a basketball game. And tonight, Silicaga did that. They won the basketball game, dealing with the officiating changes in that fourth quarter. And he had to be happy coming out with the win, but some things need to get cleaned up on the defensive side. And offensively, missed a few easy shots that Silicaga has made all year long.
Final score, 64-63. Aggies win it. They'll play Thursday night right here, 7 o'clock at Lincoln. We'll have that for you live on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this is a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.